Wishipping,
land so bright and new. Wishipping,
a land where wishes come true.
Hello, best wishes to you today. I am M.M. Allen, and you've entered the podcast Wishapick, where prayer, creativity, and the divine gently coexist. The last time we were together, I talked about play and laughter. God drops right into our lives when we laugh and take time to play. Joy spills out of us into the world through play and laughter. Happiness is based on what happens. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. It flows no matter the circumstances, favorable or unfavorable. When we become aware of the divine's graciousness, we begin to cultivate joy. Joy will be expressed through us in all situations. Joy is the outburst of laughter, calm delight, pleasure in being alone, the softness of sorrow. Within every song, piece of art, dance, every word that we speak, and each moan that we make, God is there and He hears us. That is joy. Let's take a moment. Pick a wish. Now turn that wish into a prayer. Today, I drop your intentions into my heart. Your hope will become my prayer for you. I ask the divine to provide a conversational prayer life pattern for you, so your intimate time with God will bring you comfort and love, which will be expressed through you into the world with great joy. In the first chapter of our Wishapick, we learn that Jack's father has died. Jack did not have a chance to say goodbye. He is angry. He doesn't understand his emotion of loss. He is taking out his anger on his mother and sister. He believes they do not know him or love him like his father loved him. Jack enters the portal to Wishapick angry. Anger is an intense emotion. When we are angry, it is easy to experience a loss of objectivity. Our heart races and we begin to build a defense to protect ourselves. When we are angry, we lose our ability to care about the person or individuals involved. We lose the capacity to embrace those around us who love us. We react in ways that can be hurtful, cruel, and sometimes harmful. There is no place for intimacy within anger. Love and comfort disappear. I'm not talking about righteous anger, which is right thinking within loving consideration to what you're about to say. Righteous anger is Christ's realm. Anger from that holy place is always a correction based in love, where there is no loss of objectivity, no lasting harm, no separation. The ending is always comfort and love. Jack's anger comes from missing his father and wanting him back. Life is unfair. He feels alone and unloved, and he fears that no one will ever understand him again. He expresses that by pulling away from those that love him. I have done that, and I'm sure many of you have too. By his actions, he cuts off the intimacy he really needs and wants. Jack will not be lost to the anger he is feeling. He will find a way out when he faces Osiris in the fictional land of Wishapick. The anger that the fictional character Osiris holds is the anger that festers and stockpiles in our minds. Resentment, blame, slander, the holding on to bad feelings toward another is anger settling into your heart. It wasn't my fault. I am justified. Because we've been hurt, there's often a recording playing over and over in our minds that reminds us we have a right to be angry. We play the recording that sounds like this. Look at what has been done to me, to my children, to those people, to us, to my city, my country, to other countries. The negative effects of holding on to what we call justified anger continues to blame everyone, our parents, our families, our brothers, sisters, the circumstances, including people and groups of people we don't even know. Anger is an intense emotion. We are never justified in being angry. We are just angry. Deborah once told me, we must be careful we do not get to a place where we feel people deserve our anger, and then we become a prisoner of our own anger. Rather, we must release others from bondage. Let them go. Set them free. And in so doing, we are free. Deborah is right, because when we stockpile the emotion of anger, it calcifies into a strong structure around our heart that soon becomes unbending. There's no way in and no easy way out. Eventually, there may be only a bit of a space for comfort and love to exist. But if the anger is not shattered to let the light back in, things can become dark. When we are imprisoned within the emotion of anger, we will not experience the full capacity that we all have for love. But if we allow it, the divine's love will pour into us. When it does, we will have the highest, greatest good for everyone in our hearts. Our children have a great capacity to understand anger as a strong emotion. It comes upon them when they feel betrayed, hurt, unjustly accused. We teach them that it is a lack of self-control. They are not regulating their mind and body when they are angry. They are not properly controlling their actions. We show them through comfort and love. We teach them the right actions to move forward past their emotion of anger. I have been angry, and I have felt fully justified. We are rarely justified in being angry. It is an emotion which, if we allow it, can become uncontrollable and all-consuming. I've experienced conditions which have challenged me beyond what I felt was my capacity to handle. The devastating collapse, which was out of my control, of my family life, my home, an unexpected health change of a family member, and all which I was familiar happened and disappeared. I hurt. I was in despair. And then I was angry. I began to feel justified. The anger festered. I know some of you have been there. I knew that if I gave anger or my fear a place to rest for too long, I would begin to make bad decisions. Based upon my experience, the only reassurance for me was to intensify my prayers. I asked the divine to speak to me. Then I asked that I do God's will. Be assured I was angry. My objectivity was askew. One particular day as I took my morning prayer walk, my jumbled thoughts began to clear. My thoughts paused. There was a moment of complete silence. A question popped into my mind. What am I physically afraid of? Another question came into my mind. What would frighten me if I unknowingly came upon it? Immediately, I got those goosebumps, those prickles on my skin, both cool and urgent tingles. The Holy Spirit was with me, the Comforter. This is when I knew if I answered these questions, the answer would resolve the anger bubbling up within me. The answer would lead me through my fears and resolve my anger. What was I physically afraid of? The answer, snakes. I am and always have been afraid of snakes. I would be both physically and emotionally frightened if I unexpectedly encountered a snake. Somewhere there must be some humor in this observation. With all the changes then going on in my life, I became at that moment aware of the awful thought, I was afraid of snakes. That very day, the unhelpful thoughts that had been tumbling through my mind, which had caused me to be angry, afraid, and unable to make decisions, those thoughts were gone. My trust in God strengthened, and I chose to confront that which frightened me. Into the land of Wishapik, I introduced Osiris, the king of Wishapik, an enormous, angry rattlesnake. Osiris's anger focused itself on a former, cruel gamekeeper. That anger festered and grew until it was deeply rooted in his heart. Soon, Osiris had followers. Eventually, his actions turned the whole land of Wishapik dark. The creatures of the land forgot the name Tickety-Boo. That is when Jack entered this land. Unbeknown to Jack, he would help them bring back the light by remembering the name Tickety-Boo and what it means to Wishapick. Jack enters Wishapick angry and meets King Osiris and his wife, Queen Sanctuary. The queen is a light projector within the land of Wishapick. In our world, a light projector is a person in prayer for others. I sent this chapter to Deborah. Reading it, she told me how frightening yet humorous it was to her. She felt like she was transported into the middle of Jack's danger. She thought Osiris had to be ominous sounding. She could picture him clearly from my description. He was quite full of his own angry thoughts. As king, he loved ordering the younger rattlesnakes around. Those snakes, the minions, were the much-needed humor for Deborah. In contrast to the character Osiris, the minions' voices had to be funny. Deborah started her song with a minor key for Osiris, but changed to a major when Queen Sanctuary entered. Deborah wanted beautiful, soothing chords surrounding Queen Sanctuary and her ladies-in-waiting. Deborah said the song actually wrote itself. As soon as she got the dark melody line for Osiris, she was off and running. Queen Sanctuary entered as a spark of light. I introduce you to King Osiris and Queen Sanctuary.
I'm the king of the night, and I'll give you such a fright if you fall into my deep dark den. I will coil, I will hiss, and my rattle you can't miss. So welcome, now let's begin.
King Snake, King Snake, he's the king of the night, King Snake.
I'm Osiris, the king. Hear me hiss, watch me coil, hear me sing. I'm Osiris, King Snake. The light from your eyes I'll take.
King Snake, King Snake. He's the king of the night, King Snake.
I'm Osiris, the king, that has such a lovely ring. I'm Osiris, King Snake. Coming here will be your last mistake.
King Snake, King Snake, he's the king of the night, King Snake, King Snake. He's the king of the night, King Snake.
Sanctuary, 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 sanctuary. Go, Jack, to the deepest, darkest place. Go now, and don't worry, I will help you, soon you shall escape. My name is Queen Sanctuary.
Sanctuary, sanctuary, sanctuary.
After Deborah wrote this song, I received a CD in the mail. At this time, I need to express something to you. Deborah and I did not plan this project, nor did we express a desire to collaborate, and we did not form its outline. Wish-A-Pick developed on its own, within God's timing, and we both feel blessed and humbled. I received Deborah's CD and placed it in my car. On my way home from work, I listened to her song. As soon as I heard Osiris, I immediately had to pull over to the side of the road. What I feared the most was in front of me, and the rattlesnake was angry. I placed Osiris into the land of Wish-A-Pick, and Deborah brought him to life, along with beautiful Queen Sanctuary, the queen who helped bring the light back to Wish-A-Pick. The light that dimmed in my world for a while did return, as it does in Wish-A-Pick. I didn't know at that time how or when it would return. I knew if I kept walking toward the light through the darkness with the divine, everything would be tickety-boo. Everything would be okay. Thank you, Deborah, for giving life to Osiris, a song that led to a sanctuary of compassion. Osiris may coil, he may hiss. In his rattle, you can't miss. But prayer is always the answer. That is our sanctuary. Next time, I'll be talking about waiting. Waiting on the divine for circumstances to change can be aggravating and it can be lonesome. God is always there in the waiting, and while we wait, miracles and wonders still exist. Thank you for listening. My prayers are with you. Breathe in all good things. Goodbye for now. Everything is okay. Tickety-boo.